USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A firefighter and police officer are dead after responding to several traffic accidents on wet and icy roads in Lubbock, Texas. First responders were working an accident scene when a car heading southbound crossed the median and ended up about 50 yards from the first scene. Then a third vehicle crossed the median and slammed into two firefighters and a police officer. Meanwhile, in Iran... Iranian protesters are demanding Iran's supreme leader step down after the regime shot down a Ukrainian plane and killed 176 people. The San Francisco 49ers are advancing to the NFC Championship game, where they will host the winner of Sunday's game between the Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers. The 49ers beat the Minnesota Vikings 27-10 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
More U.S. soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Two United States service members were killed and two others injured when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. In keeping with Defense Department rules, the U.S. military did not identify the service members. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for the attack. More than 2,400 United States service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Last year was one of the deadliest for the U.S., with 23 American troops killed, even after Washington engaged in peace talks with the Taliban.
Bernie Sanders is leading a new poll in Iowa less than a month before the state's Democratic presidential caucus. According to the Des Moines Register CNN poll, the Vermont senator vaulted into first place with 20% support. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren trails closely at 17. Mayor Pete and former Vice President Joe Biden round out the top four. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
America's weight problem is so bad that a recently published report in the New England Journal of Medicine predicts over half of the nation will be obese in just 10 years. To make matters worse, one-fourth of the country will be more than 100 pounds overweight. Health experts are increasingly pointing to the sugar addiction in America as the root of the problem. Food addiction specialist Molly Carmel says it's hard to find foods without sugar these days.
I really promote people starting to look at nutrition labels. And for me, I started, the fifth ingredient rule is really helpful to me. My friend Nikki Glantz, the nutritionist that wrote the book with me, she came up with this. And if sugar, and by the way, it's 61 aliases, so it doesn't just say sugar, it says sucralose, right? It says high fructose corn syrup. So those oses in those syrups are so important. And if they are the fifth ingredient or more on the ingredient list, they are good to go. But if they're less, it's a food that you do not want to be picking up because it will be increasing your sensitivity to sugar.
And finally, the LSU Tigers and Clemson Tigers will meet in the College Football National Championship game in New Orleans on Monday. Top-ranked LSU enters the game coming off a record performance from Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Joe Burrow against Oklahoma. Meanwhile, Clemson is looking to defend their national championship after winning last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.